Next up on the tee, back on the show, we love having our favorite talents from the world of golf join us. This week we have our world-renowned golf landscape artist, Linda Hartog, joining the Course of Life. Linda, good to hear from you again. How are things?
Hi, Alex. Everything is great here. Thanks.
Awesome. Yeah, checking in. It's good to connect with you. We last spoke in the summer, fall of 2021. For anyone who wants to check the archives for that conversation, where we introduced our audience to everything that you do. You're our go-to Hall of Fame artist. I love saying that. It's a great title. And you've had paintings commissioned by Augusta National and major championships around the world. I guess just catch us up with current commissions that you're working on.
Yeah, right now I'm working on a mostly I'm doing private commissions now for clubs and individuals. So mm-hmm. I'm doing one of Pebble Beach for a private individual, and I got another one coming up after that, and possibly one of in Ireland coming up. And also I just found out recently, I kind of suspected it, but that really tragic fire at Oakland Hills did burn up the painting I had done for him.
I was going to ask about that. Yeah, kind of a sad story in the world of golf. The famous clubhouse at Oakland Hills in Michigan did burn down. It was a very old historic building in the game. And so unfortunately, your painting was a victim, it sounds like.
Yeah, apparently. I kind of figured it was, but it took a while for them to contact me. And they do want me to to paint another one. So that's good. That'll be coming up.
That's nice. So how does that work basically when you're going back and redoing a piece? I know this is a unique scenario for you. Or are you going to look for maybe a different aspect of 16, a different part of the course altogether? Or are you going to kind of do as close to recreation of the previous work?
I think they want a recreation, and I still have all the original photographs and that was, you know, for the 20s. What was it? The 1996 U.S. Open. So it goes back a ways, but I still have the pictures that I worked from. And, you know, of course, I have a print so I can see the painting pretty clearly what I did do.
Got it. Very cool. And I'm curious, when you do these individual commissions, say someone out there is interested in a commission for one of their favorite holes or courses, how does that process typically work? And what are your most popular requests of certain holes or courses? And what do you notice?
It kind of depends. But if it's for an individual, a lot of times it is the most famous holes. I get quite a few requests from Augusta members. And but then there's always just individual clubs. I did one for Seminole. I did one for Jupiter Hills for their 50th anniversary. I did one for Glenview for their, they had a Western Open there last year. So, you know, it just depends. They may have something they want to commemorate.
Nice. I'm going to take a wild guess on that Pebble Beach commission that they're either asking you to paint the 18th hole or the par 3 7th. Which one is it?
18.
Of course. I mean, those are the two icons of that course. What's your favorite part about that setting, the 18th at Pebble Beach?
Oh, just the panorama is just incredible. And
yeah.
I like it from the back of the green because the front of the green, it's, you know, it's not that defined what you're really looking at. But from the back of the green, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, the waves and chopping against the bay and the beach and the rocks. It's quite a setting indeed.
It's got everything.
Again, we're joined by Linda Hartog. It's hartog.com, HARTOUGH.com. People can sign up and receive email correspondence from you, updates on your landscapes as well. The one thing that I really do appreciate that you do are your Guess the Winner contests now. People can guess the winner of an upcoming tournament to win a print. Very cool. And so we've actually got this in effect for the upcoming Open Championship. Is that right?
Absolutely, especially the majors. But we do, you know, quite a few of them. They're really popular and they're just fun. You know, it's just fun to see all the people that respond and they try so hard to win. And a lot of times it's some, you know, a tournament wins and you have like a a real major player, so you have a whole lot of people that guess that one person, and you have to draw from them. But it's pretty fun. We really enjoy doing that.
I'll have to report back for the last second official picks, but I'm going to put one name out there that I don't think anyone's put in for the Open Championship, which is Davis Riley. So I'm going to claim my stake to him being the underdog champion, and hopefully that print could be all mine if he wins. I'm curious, what are some of the more random guesses you get for picking the winner over the course of the years?
Oh, it can be just about anybody, but mostly people stick to the major people. I mean, they're really trying to win.
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be a great Open indeed. Obviously, anniversary Open. And this is the home of golf. This isn't any other Open Championship. This is being done at the old course at St. Andrews, a place that I know is very special to your heart. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about your experience with the home of golf, maybe the first time you set foot there.
Well, I first went there in 1988. And that was when I first started doing visiting some of the courses in Scotland. That was my first trip over there. And I had gone into business with Bob Pringle of Old Troon Sporting Antiques. And so after I had photographed Royal Troon, he sort of took me on a tour of Scotland and ended up in St. Andrews and put me in a bed and breakfast and left me there for a week. So I had a really good chance to just explore the course and the town and, you know, all the little nooks and crannies in St. Andrews. And it was a wonderful experience.
Now, I would love to hear a little bit more about the town. We talked a lot about the course specifically in our last chat, but I think what's been highlighted a lot on broadcast in years recently is the expansion of the town and everything St. Andrews as a town has to offer. Now, you did mention it's a bit of a task painting the town in addition to the 18th hole, but I guess putting that bias aside, what are your favorite parts of the town, St. Andrews itself?
Oh, gosh. I think all the little alleyways and I just sort of, just by exploration, discovered their botanical gardens. And it just has such wonderful character there. You just can't go wrong anywhere you go.
Yeah.
And when Bob came to pick me up after my week there, he was a member of the RNA. And he knew the night watchman. So I got a midnight tour of the RNA building.
Oh, very cool. A lot of history there, I bet.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I saw all the trophies and the paintings and all the different rooms. And that was really, really nice to do that. I mean, and unusual because, of course, back then women weren't allowed anywhere near that club. So.
Interesting. Let's talk a little bit about the actual painting of courses that's like St. Andrews versus other venues you painted before. Just to kind of go behind the scenes a little bit, painting, you know, there are hill aspects to St. Andrews, but it's more so a flatter, simplistic, old school layout of a course. When you compare it to maybe a mountainous rolling hill course with waterfalls and mountainsides, how does the different architecture of the course play into how you create your work?
Well, I think I love the whole course, and I love the holes on you know, that aren't by the town, but they're not as popular, unfortunately.
Right.
I did manage to do the 14th and 4th green with the Hell Bunker, which I really love that painting. But everyone wants to sit down there where they see the whole town behind. So it's quite a challenge to paint that whole little town every time you do one of those paintings. It takes a lot of patience and, yeah, it's very meticulous. You have to make it just right, you know. It's not like a tree where if the branch isn't in the right place, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, people know that backdrop too. I mean, I can picture the buildings right now. I'm not even looking at them behind the 18th green.
Well, it's so unique in all courses to have something like that. You know, to be right in you feel like you're in the center of the town when you come up the 18th there, and it's just very, very unique and special. You know, I can see why everybody wants that. And very of course, cool. Swilk and Bridge, you know, that's like, can't beat that either.
Oh yeah. Stop. Everyone stops on 18 for the famous photo. It's an iconic setting, and I can't wait for everyone to see it all week here at St. Andrews. It's going to be very special. And those are cool experiences from yourself. Linda, I'm curious, one bonus question on St. Andrews. You just said you did the Hell Bunker. Obviously pot bunkers are going to be on big display this week. Talk to me. What's the key to painting a good bunker feature, especially a one with the depth at St. Andrews?
Oh, well, the ones I've done as the 17th hole show, the road hole bunker. And it's like anything, any other detail. Of course, anytime I photograph a hole to paint, it's the light makes all the difference in the world. The lighting to me is what makes it exciting for me to do and also puts the drama in the painting. So once you find that, it will describe whatever it is I've picked pretty darn well. And it's basically, that's it. I'd say you just have to find the right lighting and then it becomes exciting and dramatic.
Nice. Great tip indeed. I love that. Looking forward to all the Open Championship coverage. One story I do want to share with you, Linda, is since we last spoke, I got to make my first trip to Augusta National. I went to the Masters this past tournament's playing and finally got to walk the grounds, a place you know extremely well. For those who don't know, quite literally your first commission was at Augusta National. Refresh everyone and tell everyone about your experience at Augusta National and what makes that place so special to you.
Yeah, I went there the first time in 1984 because the pros at Augusta had seen my landscapes and they liked them so much. They said, can you do a golf course? And I said, well, sure. So I went there and I did the 13th hole for the first time. I've actually painted it about five times. And that started it. At that time I had not done prints. It was the first golf course I ever did. And after the 85 Masters, where we sold some prints that they had made, I had other clubs calling me right away. I did two paintings for the country club for the 1988 US Open.
And just saw that great course on display as well, too.
Yeah, I've been there a few times. And then Lake Nona called, and then I got in contact with Bob Pringle, and then he got me the commission to do the Open Championship Series for the RNA, and then also he got me the commission to do the U.S. Open Series. So basically, you know, I haven't painted a whole lot of anything but golf courses since 88. And
very cool.
Yeah, and I'm fine with that. I've enjoyed it very much. Enjoy the people, love the game. It couldn't be better, really.
You should be. And that spot on 13 that you mentioned, Augusta, definitely one of the most iconic images from my day there. I can still close my eyes and picture exactly what it looked like. My mind was buzzing that day, but I did think about you and your landscapes for just a moment because I was seeing the painting come to life, and it's a truly special place. I guess the one question I have for you is, everyone knows that's the favorite corner on the course. What's maybe your second favorite corner or second favorite spot on Augusta?
Well, I've done quite a lot of paintings of the main courses, the main holes, like 10, 11, 12, 13. Did one of 15 and 16. And I've done a couple of 18. I really like 18. And then I did a few of the first nine. I did the 4, 6, and 8 for Master's Gift.
Yeah, 6 was very unique. That one of the more unique spots on the course for anyone who ever gets the Masters, being able to see 6 and watch the hole and also look down to the right and see 16 and 17. It's a very unique corner on the course that definitely probably gets overlooked a little bit.
It does. I think most people are just familiar with the pretty much the back nine and the major holes in the back nine. But that number 6, you know, you see 16 right behind it. And it's just a really cool scene, looking up the hill there, seeing 16 behind it back to back. I really like that scene, but again, it's just not that popular. Usually when they want a print, they want something, you know, that's what everybody wants.
Oh yeah. They want the icons. Play the hits, as they say, right?
Yeah. But for private commissions, I'll do a lot of different roles sometimes.
Very cool. Again, it's Linda Hartog joining us, hartog.com. Tell everyone what they'll find on the website if they're interested in taking a look at more of your work or possibly even hiring you for a commission as well.
Yeah, there's a whole lot there, really. There's under the studio tab, you can actually see a work in progress from start to finish, which a lot of people ask me about that. And so
we very neat
work in progress. And there's also a tab there that says art show, which shows a whole lot of the paintings that aren't necessarily in the shop, you know, some private commissions and things. So you see many more paintings. And, you know, there's just a lot on the website. So hopefully spend some time on it.
Definitely. And I'd love for you to show quickly what you do with the Academy of Golf Art. You're a leader in encouraging golfers, golf lovers from all walks of life to recognize that art is a great way to commemorate the game. I love having golf artwork, and it's a great way for me to think about my fondness of the game. But just tell everyone what you're doing with the Academy to help really grow the game in your own way.
Yeah, we started the Academy in 2003, and that really came out of Golf Digest sponsoring a couple of actually golf art fairs at Pinehurst, where they invited all the different golf artists to come and exhibit. And of course, once we all got together, we decided, you know, we really need to form some kind of organization. And so it grew out of that. But the purpose was really to kind of establish golf art as a viable genre in the world of fine art, which has kind of been overlooked, unfortunately. Sports art has never really got that much recognition, and especially golf art for some reason.
Which is interesting for as beautiful as golf courses are. You'd think there'd be kind of a little bit more respect there, you know?
Well, I would have thought so, but it was like kind of a wall. So I thought this was another reason. And then also it was to attract really good artists who maybe were known in another genre who really liked golf to create images of golf. Because, I mean, there's a lot of artists that like and play the game. So it gives them an outlet to show. And it also connects you to collectors. So that was the whole idea.
Awesome.
Yeah, we've got kind of an association with the Morris Museum of Art in Augusta, Georgia, and we've had some shows there, and we hope to have some more in the future if the economy ever recovers.
Yeah, definitely. And I hope next time I make it back to Augusta, I can check that out too.
Yeah.
Lovely. Yeah. Linda, we love to finish with our 19th hole question. We're going to re-ask it to you close to a year later, since you are a recurring guest now. And we'll see if the answer changes at all. But when you get in after a long day working on the golf course and you get into your favorite clubhouse, what's your go-to 19th hole order?
Oh, gosh, it's still the same. I like oysters to start. And then a ribeye or a tenderloin. And maybe a Patron silver.
Yep, still as luxurious as ever, Linda. The only thing that changed was the steak from a filet mignon to a ribeye or tenderloin. So otherwise, yeah. Everything else is intact.
Okay.
Linda, thank you so much for hopping on the course of life. Great to hear the update on everything you're doing. Excited to have everyone tune into Open Championship Week and admire St. Andrews in all its beauty and check out your artwork as well.
Yes, it's going to be so much fun. And our contest is going to be really interesting. We're going to have a lot of people in that contest this time.
Yeah, I'm trying to win that artwork. Love it. Thanks again, Linda. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. You take care.